The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hermeneutic, one of those big fancy words that professors use at universities. If you've never heard it before or never will again, you still know what it is. It simply means a criterion or principle of interpretation. We use it all the time. I'll give you an example. You find yourself on Christmas Eve, a little rumbly in the tumbly. You go to the fridge to see what's there. Thanksgiving leftovers. Should I eat them? Are they safe to eat? Well, pop the top off. Look at it. Does it look like a science experiment? Anything fuzzy, black or blue spots? Oh, come on. Now smell it. Go ahead. Does it smell like a science experiment? And trust your gut. Now, this isn't safe to eat. I better pitch it. We've just used three hermeneutics to answer the question, is it safe to eat the Thanksgiving leftovers? Two of them involved our senses. The final one, intuition. Experience. And practical judgment. We have figured out and come to the solution. I have a hermeneutic for how to interpret the biblical apocalyptic language and texts that we find in the Bible. All those readings and passages that we have this time of year as we begin this new year, talking about the end times and wars and catastrophes and the such. It's in the form of a riddle. What is the difference between a horror movie and biblical apocalyptic texts? Horror movie is something that entertains us. We pay for it to scare us and give us a thrill. Biblical apocalyptic texts are written for people who are already scared and need not to be, who need to be encouraged to find peace. Once we get that, then we can look at all those scary parts of the Bible. All those apocalyptic texts, whether we find them in the Gospel or the Book of Revelation or elsewhere. These texts are written for a persecuted community. People who are experiencing a chaotic world, who are being arrested, being exiled because of their faith, experiencing torture, being thrown to the lions, being abused in one way or another. Here are people that are not only in fear of their lives, or fear of the pain that they're going to endure, but they're also questioning. They're wondering if God has forgotten about them, wondering whether Jesus did rise from the dead, wondering, why doesn't God protect us? Why does evil seem to be triumphing and goodness losing? Here are people, they need to hear an encouraging, sustaining, inspiring word. They need to know that Jesus is going to come again, and that he is indeed present now. They must learn that a disciple has to take up the cross each and every day. They must know the core of their being, that all is not as it seems on the surface, but that God is our Savior and our fortress and our rock. O house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord.